Yes, it's that time of year again. Monday is the Irish national holiday, St. Patrick's Day. But the 11th Prague St. Patrick's Festival is already underway. The special guest at Thursday morning's opening was Ireland's Minister for Health, Mary Harney. I spoke to Minister Harney about Ireland's pioneering smoking ban, the country's cabinet jetting around the world for St. Patrick's Day, and the impact of foreign workers from the Czech Republic and elsewhere on the Irish economy in recent years.
Our economic success is very dependent on many of those workers. They have contributed about 1% of the economic growth we've experienced. They account for 10% of the workforce, which is a huge number for a country like ours that had traditionally mass emigration and mass unemployment. Opening our borders has been a very good thing for Ireland, not just economically, but also culturally. I think we're learning a lot. The new people that have come to live in Ireland, particularly those that have come from Central and Eastern Europe, are enriching our country with their culture and their commitment and their determination. And they're very much like the Irish of the past, who, when they came away, wanted to work really hard to put a new life together. And we're delighted that we're able to contribute to that.
We're here in an Irish pub in Prague. People can smoke here. People couldn't smoke in an Irish pub, of course, in Ireland. Ireland has been a pioneer in this area in 2004, introducing a smoking ban. The Czech Parliament is currently discussing that issue. What would your advice be to Czech politicians from the Irish experience?
I'm always very reluctant to give advice to other politicians in other countries, because I think every country has to make their own decisions, and democracy is about the people's representatives making those decisions. But I have to say, as Health Minister, we know that there's a huge correlation between illness and death and smoking. Half of all smokers will die from a smoking-related illness. And clearly the smoking ban in Ireland has had a hugely powerful impact. It will take quite a while for it to impact on the health system. But we can already see the atmosphere, work atmosphere is a lot healthier. Everybody is impressed. And in fact, many smokers themselves feel that it has helped them to reduce the numbers of cigarettes they were smoking. Ireland is winning awards all over the world from the American Cancer Society and others. And we're delighted to have been a leader in this field.
I know you're here in Prague for a few days. Is it the case that basically the whole of the Irish cabinet for St. Patrick's Day travels all around the world to different cities? And why is that? And is it a new thing?
No, it's been going on for many, many years. The first St. Patrick's Day parade began in New York in 1700 and something. But Irish government ministers for the last 20 years have been going right around the globe. In the past, the focus was very much on the UK and perhaps the United States, where there was a huge family, a huge Irish population. But in more recent years, our efforts have been in Eastern and Central Europe, in Asia, in places where we're forging new links, developing new markets and new opportunities for Irish companies.
And I was talking there to Ireland's Minister of Health, Mary Harney. A reminder, you're listening to Radio Pro.